Hello, everyone. Welcome to Raw Radio Broadcast. My name is Angelina Kirkland, and we are You Raw. You Raw stands for Young, Overcoming, Righteous, Anointed, Worshiping Women. And we are a group of young women between the ages of 18 and 30 that come together to support one another spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We are a group of young women who also face the same challenges in life, and we come together to support one another. I have my guest on the line tonight, Paris Reynolds. Paris is going to be giving her testimony about challenging situations and obstacles that she has faced in life. I'm going to open up. I would like to acknowledge my pastor, Dr. Gloria Powell, and our church, Coda Ministries, and everyone that's listening on the line tonight. We thank you guys for joining in, and we thank you guys for supporting You Raw. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we'll go into the topic, the testimony tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne, we come before you thanking you and praising you, Father. We lift you up and we magnify your name because you are worthy to be praised, Father God. Let that you cover every listener that is on the line, Father God, every speaker that is on the line, Father God. Bless that everyone that is listening receive, Father God, whatever it is you have sent them here to receive, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless that you cover us with love and joy and peace. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the opportunity to speak into the lives of young women, to share our testimonies and our stories with one another. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So I have Paris Reynolds on the line tonight, and she's going to tell her testimony. Paris Reynolds? Paris? Okay, 1 second. I'm sorry, guys. We have technical difficulties in the studio. I'm going to try to get a line with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Sorry, everyone that's listening. We had a technical difficulty in the studio. I was able to fix it. So, as I was saying earlier, Paris Reynolds is going to speak about her testimony and her story and the reason why she would like to share her testimony with you guys. So, Paris? We spoke a little bit about you sharing your story on dealing with a challenging situation in your life when your father passed and other challenging things that was around that situation. Can you just tell us a little bit about your raising up, like if you know about God or know who God is, or how you came to the position you're in today?
Well, I always grew up in church all my life. Kind of just more so traditional, like it's just what you did. You went to church on Wednesday. If you were in praise dance, you went to praise dance practice. If you were in choir, it became traditional. And then it wasn't until I was actually an adult and I really began to understand God or who he really is and who he is to me is when I developed a relationship for him. Growing up, it was just something I did because it's just what you was taught. It's what was embedded in you. You go to church on Sunday, you do this on this day. It wasn't until I developed a relationship with God, until I got older and had to deal with certain life challenges on my own and coming to like adulthood and real world and just really getting an understanding of, you know, why life works the way it does and how God can really come and save you from a shaky situation. So it wasn't until I grew older when I really realized who God was for myself and began the relationship. And it kind of broke the chains of just tradition of just going because this is just what I was taught, or this is because I was told this is what was right. So that's kind of my whole background with my relationship with God and church and everything like that. So that's my background story on that.
Okay, so you said that being that since you was a child, you were taught to know who God was and you were raised in the church. But when you began to face life challenges is when you started really realizing who he was. So what were some of those challenges that made you realize who God was and really sit back and pay attention to life?
For me, I had a lot of challenges in life that I kind of just got through.
but it wasn't my main challenge that I'm still dealing with on an everyday basis was when my dad passed. It was, I can't even put the words together to describe the feeling. It's like, it was just so unreal. Like, it didn't seem real. Even to this day, I still wake up and it doesn't seem real. So when my dad passed, I fell into this really, really dark place, like this really just depressed place. And I went through this phase of being angry with God and didn't really understand why he did what he did. And out of all people, why the closest person to me, why my best friend, why my dad. And so for me, I questioned myself. I questioned my relationship with God. I questioned God. And I just began to fall into a really, really dark place. And I began to get depressed. I didn't have any inner peace. I didn't have any inner self-happiness or self-love, because at that point I didn't know how to cope with my life. Wasn't as life as I knew it every day. Every day I woke up and faced life with my dad by my side, whether I was a kid or a grown-up, whether I lived in a different state or different house, he was always a phone call away. So for me, I just fell into a really bad depression when I didn't have that anymore. So then, you know, when everything kind of began to happen, I kind of tend to cling to my family, and, you know, we prayed, and I got to know God for myself a little bit more, and just got an understanding on why everything kind of panned out the way it did. And even to this day, it still answers that I don't really have the questions I don't really have the answers to, but I'm beginning to know God for not only myself, but I see the relationship my father had with God before he passed, because I feel like for my dad, it was traditional for him because that's what he was taught. You go to church on Sunday, you do this on Wednesday. It was traditional. I don't feel like my dad always had a relationship with God, but I don't feel like I seen his relationship as strong as it did until he began to get sick and ill, and then he really began to get to know God. So for me, it kind of like, I seen his relationship grow, and it made my relationship grow. I mean, it kind of backtracked, because once I lost him, I was upset with God, and now everything is kind of coming full circle, so to speak.
So at the point in time when you said you lost your dad and you were upset with God, how did you feel? Like, what did that make your love for God lack? Did it make you not understand who he was or why things in life happened? Did it question the very things you learned from life, and the reason why you grew closer to him as an adult is because you experienced life situations, and that caused you to draw closer to him? So at this point, when this was a life situation, you losing your dad, what about it, what emotional attachments or mental things went through your mind about being upset with God?
At that point, I was mainly upset with God. It was, the emotion was more so anger. Because if anybody knows me, they knew how close me and my father was. And I felt like if anybody knew, God knew. So for me, I was angry with God, and I was upset. And I didn't really understand why things worked out, or why things played out the way they did. So for a really, really long time, I was angry with God. I was angry with myself. And I was in a depression to the point to where I didn't even want to be here anymore. I would wake up and I felt like, well, my dad's gone. Why am I here? Who do I have to lean on now? Like, what? Who do I have to make proud now for me? Like, I mean, so it was more so anger. And then, but even in that, even in being angry with God and talking to God and questioning God, it was still like that was my time I was spending with him, because I wanted so many answers for him at that point. I wanted him to make sense of why I was feeling the way I was feeling, or why things happened the way they happened. So in that, granted, I was upset with him and I was angry with him, it was weird, because it was me still talking to God. It was me still somewhat being, you know, building my relationship up with God, because I wanted answers at that point. So it kind of worked out for the best, so to speak.
So in that situation, as you realized that did you realize in your anger that you were a child of God that was just angry at your dad, or angry at him for not understanding why this life situation came against you? But in that process, when did he reveal to you that it was also a situation that made you grow closer to him?
He revealed it to me when it was kind of like, when could I say God revealed that to me? For me, it was probably like a little shortly after my dad passed, because my dad was my best friend. I did talk to him about everything. I didn't have a filter with him. It wasn't, nothing was, you know, uncensored with him, so to speak. And I kind of began to talk to God like, well, who's going to be that person for me now? Who am I going to do that with now? Like, who can I lean on now? And now that person for me is God. I don't have a filter when I talk to God. I talk to God literally. I tell him exactly what's on my mind. Growing up being raised traditional, you're raised to like, oh, well, you should come to God in this manner or in this tone. No, I talk to God just how I have a normal how I'm having a normal conversation with you right now. So for me, I feel like God is a friend of mine. Like, yes, he's my, you know, I worship him. He's my master. He's everything to me. But at the end of the day, he's a friend to me, most importantly. And I confide in him. As if I would get on the phone and call one of my homegirls, is exactly what I do when I talk to God. So for me, that built our relationship up even more, because God became that person for me. God became that person I could have unfiltered conversations with. God became that person I didn't have to, you know, figure out, oh, how am I going to word this without him feeling some type of way, him thinking, no, because he already knows exactly what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling, and that's how my dad was for me.
Wow.
That worked out for me.
And in that process, how did you feel? Did you begin to feel that when God took your father, he took him because his purpose was complete, or his time has come and he's with God? Did you feel that you guys both got a blessing or drew closer to God from the death of him, or through the death of him?
I feel like we both got a blessing and a lesson, because my dad got to grow closer to God, and the way it happened is, to me, I feel like he passed fast, but it kind of all happened within the right timing, because it gave my dad enough time to really get to know God for himself and really surrender and really just be one with God before he went to be with him. So, and then again, for me, it worked out for the best for my relationship with God because even though I was angry with him and I was questioning him, and every time me and God had a conversation, it was me being angry with him, but it was still me engaging with him. It was still me spending time with him. It was still me building my relationship with him. So I think it worked out for the best of us. Looking back at it, it did, but, you know, during it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like me building and bonding with God. It was me being angry with God.
Mm-hmm. So, right now, today, are you angry or depressed or any of the situations, the dark areas you were in from that? What state are you in now?
I'm not angry or depressed with God. Sometimes I do get a little sad when I think about my dad not being here in the physical. I do get a little sad when I think about when I have kids, my kids aren't going to get to, you know who their grandfather, they'll know of him, but, you know, they won't know him physically or personally. I do get sad when I think about when I get married, my dad won't be there to walk me down the aisle. So I get sad when I think about things like that, or when I get a new job, or when I buy something, or anything I would normally share with my dad that I can't share with him anymore in the physical, I get sad. But so far as being depressed or angry, I don't experience those emotions anymore.
Can you tell us a couple of the things, or mention a story that, as you begin to come out of the depression, like, what were some of those things that helped you?
For me, it was really just a lot of prayer and talking to God. And it wasn't, you know, any, like, deep prayer. Don't get me wrong, I had deep prayer. I spoke in tongues, and, you know, when I would have prayer with my family and my cousins. But for the majority of the time, like, at the end of the day, like, it's so much easier to talk to God than it is to people. And I think we forget that. And I think a lot of people don't really know that, because, you know, when you talk to people, you know, people talk back how me and you are having a conversation. And so does God. And I don't think people realize that God does that. But God also speaks to you in a lot of different ways. And I think people get, like, they don't really know that. God can see you inside in so many different ways. And they overlook that because they're so used to having someone going back and forth in a conversation with them, how you and I are going back in a conversation. So for me, it was just really just talk to him. He already know what's on your mind, but just express it to him and just be open and honest with him. You literally can't lie to God. Like, literally. It's no way. It's impossible. So just a lot of prayer and talking and, you know, it don't always have to be all deep and tongues and busting out the oil. No, just talk to him. He's literally the easiest person to speak to, literally. And I promise you, he won't tell anybody. That's the best part about it. You can tell him something off the wall, and he's not going to tell anyone.
Yeah, he does sound like an amazing friend. He is an amazing friend.
Yeah, he became a friend for me. And I never knew God as a friend until my dad passed, because my dad was my friend. So when my dad passed, God literally became my friend.
Wow, that is beautiful. So as you, it sounds like you became so strong going through something like that, because a lot of people can't take those things. Sometimes when they take them, like when you were in a depression, they'll stay there because they're afraid to come out, or they feel that their comfort is no longer there, that thing that was taken from them. They can't go back to it because it won't come back to them. So they stay there. Some people get angry and they stay angry at God, or they turn away from God and say, you're not real. They even go to the point that say, you don't exist. You're not real. This is not possible that you can take the person I love the most from this world. But it doesn't.
Yeah,
it sounds like
possible.
For a short period of time you went through that, but at the same time you acknowledged what was happening and what God was doing, and you acknowledged that it was an opportunity to go closer to Him, even though you were hurting and had questions at the same time. So, if you can give advice to people out there that's going through similar situations or the same thing, how would you give them advice to not really deal with the situation, but deal with the situation as far as when they're dealing with other people? Some people hate the world when this happens to them.
My advice, outside of just talking to God and letting Him know what exactly is on your heart without any filter, without any sense or anything like that, would be, for me, what really helped me was my family, just being around my family and not seeking any type of counsel, but wise counsel and godly counsel, because you can talk to anybody about anything, and that doesn't mean they're going to give you the best advice. So for me, my best advice outside of talking to God and letting Him know exactly what's on your mind and on your heart, you just got to get around people that love you and love God and want to see you love and grow with God. And you got to get around people that genuinely want to see your unanswered questions be answered. Like, for me, I feel like I had so many feelings and the emotions I was experiencing, and my family, they wanted to see me get through this. They literally wanted to see me be better. They literally didn't want me to hurt anymore. So you got to get around people that you know genuinely love and care about you, or else you're going to be running in the same circles. For me, that's the best advice. Outside of speaking to God, seek wise counsel and godly counsel.
That's really good advice. That's really good advice to encourage others as you're doing out of your situation, your testimony. Some people go through situations and they know in their heart that they put in their heart that they're not going to make it through the situation. For sure that they are going to fail and they are not come out of it. But so is there anything else you would say to someone that's listening, that's going through the same situation, the same exact situation right now, and God has given them the opportunity to grow closer to them? What would you say to this person? Like, what would be the biggest advantage for them to take the opportunity, although they are still hurting?
My biggest advice would be just don't be afraid to go through the motions. Like you said earlier, a lot of people get stuck in that anger, they get stuck in that fear, and they get stuck in that depression, and it's okay to experience the emotions. It's okay to go through the motions. It's okay to wake up today and be happy. It's okay to wake up tomorrow and be depressed. It's okay. It's all a part of the process. You just gotta trust God and trust the process. Like, it's a binging experience, so to speak. So
I think people get stuck in it because they're scared to move forward, or they're scared to experience a different type of emotion because that's all they know. That's all they want to know. So don't be afraid to go through emotions, the process, to speak to God, to talk to God, get around people that you genuinely know love you and you genuinely know want to see you come out that dark place. So for me, I think it would just be just go through it. Like, you either grow or glow, and you either go left or go right, and don't be afraid to make a turn. If you sit at a stoplight all day, you're never going to get anywhere, so to speak.
So pretty much what you're saying is, in a sense, is that no matter what challenges, our trials and tribulations come against you in this lifetime, it's always your opportunity. It's the outcome will be based off your response to it, or the way you perceive it.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And I'm going to open up the lines because I wanted to know if any of the callers on the line has been through similar situations. I want to ask Paris any questions about her testimony tonight. I'm going to open up the lines, and if anyone want to ask a question or have something similar to share, or even say some motivating words to the other callers on the line and listeners on the radio, the lines are open now. Okay, I just opened up the lines if anyone wanted to say anything as far as Paris telling her testimony, if you wanted to ask her any questions. We have 7 more minutes on a blog talk, and if no one wants to ask questions, I can ask a couple more questions, or I can explain the event that we're having tomorrow on the 16th.
Can you explain the event that you're having tomorrow? Because I didn't really get to hear the testimony, so I don't really know what to say about it. So can you just tell me what's going on tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow you all are going to be putting on a service. The name of the event is called This Generation, The Relationship is Real. It's going to be held at Coda Ministries. And the reason why you all are putting on this event, as all you callers know that continue to listen in and follow our movement and our Facebook page, we have a heart for the young people. And you all is designed for young women, but we have a heart for this generation. We believe that this generation is powerful, and we would like to put on an event and set a position and time for God to show up and allow us to be refueled and get in download what it is He needs us to have in this time now for this generation. I know a lot of people look at the news, look at social media, look at the things that's going on in the world, and they feel that this generation is doomed, or it's the worst generation to lead us into our next future. But we believe that this generation is powerful, and we're going to put on the event tomorrow, July 16th at 3 o'clock at Coda Ministries. We're going to have, it's an empowerment experience. We want you to come out, bring people out with you. Anyone is welcome to come. The event is targeted towards young adults between the ages of 18 and 30, male and female. But we want you to bring people of all ages, especially the youth of this generation, because there's so many people young adults that the youth is following that's not setting great examples, that's not giving them great things to hope for, that's not even turning them and teaching them that God is our everything and they should turn to Him. But if we can inspire the youth and show them that you can be young in God and you can be on fire for God and be young, we want to do that. So have the youth come out, have all ages come out to celebrate this empowerment experience we're going to be having tomorrow at Coda Ministries. It's going to start at 3 o'clock. We're going to have music, rapping, dancing. It's going to be a worship experience. God is going to show up, and it's going to be amazing. So I would like to thank you guys for calling in. And if any of you have any questions about the event tomorrow, I want to ask any questions about our next topics or how you can get a testimony on UR Radio, you guys can ask questions now. Okay, so, yes, the event is tomorrow at July 16th at 3 o'clock at Coda Ministries. It's all on our Facebook page. Go and follow and like our page on URAW and leave some topics that we should talk about. Comment about the show or what you thought about the show and even some good information what you think we should talk about. So I'm going to... I'm sorry, was there someone on the line that wanted to speak? I would like to thank you guys for calling in tonight and following you all and believing in what God has sent us out to do into this world so that we can help this generation and open everyone's eyes up to God so he can build his army. And I thank you guys for calling. You are Radio. Have a good night.
Good night.